This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To my colleague Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, Sydney, we've been watching the weather in Australia as it approaches winter for some weeks now with irregularities that don't add up to one thing or t'other. We know there's an El Nino on its way. We know that the Antarctic air has been driving north towards the Victoria, New South Wales part of Australia. We also know that the whole of the country is expecting irregular weather, perhaps lots of rain, perhaps snow, unusual snow in the morning, for example. But now we're told by the Weather Service the word abnormal. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Abnormal. Okay, what does that mean for New South Wales? What are you experiencing? Because I took a look at Sydney, and I couldn't find Sydney Harbour. Where did it go? Good evening to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, we lost Sydney Harbour. That's the first abnormality right there. And then we had heavy fog yesterday. And when I say heavy fog, it's not that just the kind of fog where, you know, you can still see 100 feet, 200 feet ahead. But this fog, genuinely, you couldn't even see up to maybe a dozen yards ahead at the best of times. And this all rolled in pretty much through the morning hours, which we do get from time to time here in Sydney, especially in the harbour where you have the water, warm water, air mixing with the atmosphere and creating this mixture that allows fog to happen. But the problem was it actually stayed there for a long time. It stayed there for several hours yesterday. And this was in part because of the second abnormality, the warm air. Now, John, we're in June now. We're at the beginning of June. Here in Australia, this is the beginning of our winter. This is where we expect to start to feel the cold air temperatures coming in. We have the very clear nights. We have, you know, a little bit of rainstorm, but we generally start to put on our jackets and basically rug up during the night. What's happened, though, and this is what caused the fog to make Sydney Harbour disappear yesterday, is that we're actually getting warmer weather. Now, this is odd because only less than a week ago, we were getting sub-zero temperatures, but then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the temperatures are flipped. We're now getting temperatures well above 0 degrees Celsius. We're talking, you know, 60s or 70s overnight and then much warmer during the day. And this is all at the start of technically what is a winter. And then, John, just to make it a little bit stranger, this warm weather supposedly is not going to last. Pretty much 48 hours from now, we're expecting to see heavy rain across the week. And this is not just 1 or 2 days. This is 5 to 6 days straight of just pure rain with the warmer temperatures. John, this isn't our winter. This is not what we expect. Normally it's cold. Normally it's starting to drizzle a little bit, but fog in Sydney Harbour, warmer temperatures, keeping the fog down so long that it stays there for several hours, and then days and days of rain with warm temperatures as well. This is all balmy. This is very, very different.
In the north, Queensland, that's subtropical, way north, of course, the Northern Territories are extremely tropical. Are they also experiencing abnormal weather, or because they're under the reach of the tropical season?
That's correct. It's a little bit harder to see if the abnormality extends north at the moment because they do have a delayed start to winter. And when they get winter in Queensland, for example, it's warmer. It's not the sub-zero temperatures at night time. It's normally the 60s to 70 Fahrenheit anyway. And during the daytime, they maybe get up to even, you know, 80s, and that's not abnormal. But what they are starting to see, though, in North Queensland in particular, is less rain. Now, we're not in the rainy season, which is true, but Queensland normally does get rain just at the beginning of winter, but they are not getting that. What they've had is really, really heavy rain showers during the summer seasons when often it would be the end of the rainy season and there would be no water. So they've had a huge amount of water volume go through there back in from January to early May. You've seen a lot of, I guess you could say, strange weather patterns around then. But now it's kind of slowed down and stopped, which is a period where we'd be expecting to see the light rain if we hadn't have already had the heavy rain. So I wouldn't say it's 100% inverse, John, but Queensland isn't getting the rain that they normally do, but the temperature's still hiding the fact that it's just a slow start to winter normally.
All right, this is the moment in the reporting that Jeremy does that we'll pause for everybody to consider. What does it mean that as we're approaching winter, Queensland is getting unusual amounts of rain? What does that lead to? One guess, two guesses, three guesses? Here we go. Queensland already experiencing a rodent outbreak. What kind of rodents and where are they?
Well, John, there are all kinds of rodents, it turns out. Not only mice this time, but we're getting rats. And where they are, if you have a look at a map of Queensland, and you'll see that Brisbane, the capital city, there is in the bottom right-hand corner of the state. If you draw a line pretty much heading upwards and left by about 300, 400 kilometres, that's where the front line of this rodent outbreak is. So it's talking about rural Queensland right now, and this area in particular has a lot of farmland, a lot of I guess you could say tropical pastures, and certainly a lot of open spaces there where you do tend to get a lot of growth and a lot of food for them. But what's actually happened, and this is probably the most interesting part, John, because it links directly to the weather, is that the super rains that they got during the summertime, which we don't normally get, have caused what scientists are calling basically super growth amongst the grasslands and amongst a lot of the natural vegetation. And these mice and these rats have been taking advantage of it for the last few months and slowly making their way towards the coast, which is where Brisbane and all the population centres are. Now they finally started hitting rural communities, and it's starting to be noticed. So while these little critters are eating all the super growth grasses around the place that they're and just having an absolute ball, they've been populating and growing in mass and numbers, so much so now that people in some of the rural towns there, and I mean in the actual towns themselves, so not out in the farmlands, not out in the areas you'd expect to see mice, but people are reporting getting 40 to 50 mice or rats a night. Now that's literally a pile of dead mice or rats. And the fact that it's not just the mice, it's also the rats, the much larger creatures doing it as well, shows that this population boom is enormous. And this, I think, John, is why all of a sudden we're getting a lot more attention in the media about it and a lot more warnings that, hey, maybe not Queensland alone. We might get it as well here in New South Wales. So, John, the balmy weather again has created this, I guess you could say, another mouse population boom.
Hordes of mice and rats recorded on properties across the state. Where is Julia Creek? Is that far inland, northwest?
No, absolutely, John. That's really about 200 kilometres, maybe 300 from Brisbane. But Julia Creek's, I guess you could say, the start of where you start to see the denser populations of rural towns. So when it hits Julia Creek, that's really a sign and an indicator for us that population centres are starting to get the mice, because once you start heading east of that, you'll notice there are a lot more towns, there's a lot more roads, and a lot more trucks transporting livestock and transporting goods from there. And as we learned the first time around with this mouse plague a couple of years ago, often it was the trucks transporting livestock that were transporting mice as well unwittingly and dumping them into the urban areas. So I'm going to make a prediction here, John. I suspect probably in at least a month, maybe, or even less, we'll start seeing a population boom closer to Brisbane, if not in Brisbane itself, because as the livestock trucks move into town with the mice just, hitchhiking on board, we're probably going to see them start to take up roots there. And same thing around Brisbane too, with the heavy rains, there's a lot of undergrowth and a lot of good food for them. So this is an insidious sort of spread, I guess you could say, that you never really see it coming until you see it in your city.
All right, a shout out for the towns that are at risk right now, because they're listening to us, Jeremy. We're at least talking about them. Cloncurry, Julia Creek, Richmond, Malanda on the coast, and Quilpie. How do you say that? Quilpie?
No, Quilpie. That's exactly right.
Quilpie is inland in the south, and Dalby near the coast. These towns are already reporting net rat populations overnight. One report, we've had wiring in bikes and Toyotas chewed. Some weeks we have to do a water run every 2 days because they get stuck in the water troughs and die. We're talking about rats, large rats. I wonder if that's a Norway rat. That's the kind of rat we have here. Norway rats have a reputation of being very smart. Do your rats have a good rep for being shrewd, or are they like the mice, sort of pour themselves into disaster?
No, it's funny you mentioned that, John. We do joke about the rats being smarter than the mice here, because they do know where to get into warmer spaces. They don't all just run off the edge of a cliff, for example, like lemmings. The rats are the ones you've got to watch out for, because they also are the ones that will tend to figure out how to get the food out of the rat traps without setting the rat trap off. And that's been a big problem in some ways, in that a lot of the traps that work for mice and a lot of the procedures that work for mice in many areas don't work for the rats, because the rats figure out ways to get around them. So it's funny you mentioned that, because down here we have exactly the same problem. The rats, they have smart little critters.
Yes. We have smart rats here in Connecticut too, but they're Norway rice rats out of the East Coast. Port. They came in, you know, 2 centuries or 3 centuries ago. Jeremy Zakas, he's in New South Wales, and the mice and the rats, okay, they're a product of the heavy rains. But what is the product of the mice and the rats? We're going to turn to the reptile report next. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.